This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, Monday, kicking it off. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. First of all, we're going to kick it off with this. And we're going to kick it off with this because I saw all the fanfare that this thing got. You know, why this couple, everybody saw the couple or have read about the couple, the Pakistani couple that have gotten up there and they said that they have sacrificed and they're beating up on Trump and everything else. Plenty of parents have had their children pay the ultimate price. And the only reason this couple of parents who came here to the United States and assimilated to the American way of life were paraded up there is because they are Islamic. So just like all of the victims of the liberals that are out there, they are constantly being used as a pawn. These people get to be pawns. So here we have a letter that was written to these parents that I think is worthy of reading. This is on Fox News right now. It's by Ray Starman. It's published today. It's on the front page of Fox News. Dear Mr. Khan, I, like millions of Americans, saw your speech at the DNC on Thursday night. I wish to offer my sympathy for the death of your son, Captain Humayun Khan, who was killed in action in Iraq. As a former U.S. Army officer and veteran of the Gulf War, I can certainly understand the pain and anguish that you and your wife endure every day. Your son died saving the lives of his fellow soldiers. As Jesus told his disciples, according to the Gospel of John, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So Captain Khan is a hero. I'm sure the soldiers he served with regard him as one. I know that you and your wife do. Rest assured that millions of veterans regard your son as a hero as well. To paraphrase from the book of Ecclesiastes, your son's name liveth forevermore. Your son made the ultimate sacrifice for his country, a country that was new to you and your family, and one that you openly embraced and certainly love. When you and your family arrived to America from Pakistan, you assimilated into our country. You adopted American ways, learned our history, and apparently you even acquired a pocket constitution along the way. Good for you, sir. But there are many Muslims in America who not only have no desire to assimilate, but wish to live under Sharia law. This is unacceptable to Americans. There's only one law of the land. That is the U.S. Constitution. As you well know, Mr. Khan, we live in violent times, dangerous times. Muslim madmen from ISIS and other radical jihadi groups are on a murder and terror spree across the globe. Your religion of peace, Islam, is anything but that in 2016. That is a fact that is confirmed every time a Muslim shoots, bombs, beheads, and tortures innocent men, women, and children. That does not mean that every Muslim is a terrorist, but most terrorists, sir, are indeed Muslims. A Muslim terrorist attack has become the sign of the times. And regardless what the feckless, naive, leftist ideologue Barack Obama and his dim-witted colleagues John Kerry, Francois Hollande, and Angela Merkel state, The United States and the West are at war with radical Islam. It is the job of the President of the United States to protect his nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Unfortunately, Mr. Obama romanticizes Islam and refuses to accept reality, which has resulted in the deaths of thousands of innocent people across the world. Groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda have one goal, the complete destruction of the Judeo-Christian culture, our religions, and our way of life. Many Americans have families that have been here for decades, even centuries. Many families like mine have relatives that fought in the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and Desert Storm. Some families have relatives who fought in the American Revolution. We don't plan on letting our country be devoured by Muslim maniacs. We are Americans, sir, and not unarmed socialist European zombies. We will do what is necessary to protect the United States. While many Democrats and liberals see the world through rose-colored glasses, conservatives understand that there is good and evil in this world. Evil must be destroyed before it destroys us. Strong measures, wartime measures, must be taken to protect this country from those who wish to annihilate us and our way of life. Mr. Trump's plan to temporarily halt immigration from Muslim countries that are known to either support terrorism or harbor terrorist groups is not only pragmatic, but indeed it is constitutional. It is the constitutional duty of the United States, of the President of the United States, to protect this nation. There is no way to vet these thousands of Muslim refugees. Europe is being destroyed because reckless leaders like Merkel have opened the continent's doors to a flood of over 1 million undocumented Muslims arriving with nothing more than a bad attitude and a haversack of jihad. Do you think Americans are stupid? While the left lives in a dream world, the right does not. Mr. Trump understands the threat to this nation and to the threat, sir, is not from Swedish Lutherans named Anna and Lars. The threat, sir, is from radical Islam. Here, how in God's name are U.S. immigration authorities supposed to know the true intentions of a 22-year-old Syrian man? How in God's name are U.S. immigrations supposed to know the true intentions of hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees and thousands of other sundry Muslims who wish to arrive on our shores? It is impossible. Whether you, your wife, the Muslim world, and millions of Democrats are offended by Mr. Trump's realistic view of the world is irrelevant. Whether you and your wife and son have been prohibited from immigrating from Pakistan to America under Mr. Trump's wartime plan is irrelevant. The security of this great land supersedes your desires and the desires of others who wish to come here. The United States of America has no obligation to open its doors in order to placate foreigners and liberals in our government. To adopt any other course but Mr. Trump's would be cause for further endangering the lives of Americans every day, and that, sir, is unacceptable. You attack Mr. Trump in front of a worldwide audience, yet you can't understand the fact that he defends himself against attacks from you, Hillary Clinton, and the left. What else is one to do, sir? We must live in a world of reality, not a world of denial, delusion, and fantasy, that the Democrats inhabit every waking day of their lives. Radical Islam is the enemy of everyone on this planet who believes in freedom and justice. Until it is destroyed, the nation must protect itself from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Sincerely, Ray Starman. Ray Starman is the founder of U.S. Defense Watch. He's a former U.S. Army intelligence officer and veteran of the Gulf War. Served in the 4th Squadron, 7th Cavalry, 3rd Armored Division Spearhead. I wish I could have said it that well. This false indignation makes me ill. Here's the thing about sacrifice. Sacrifice is something that is done voluntarily. Okay? It is a voluntary reflex for it to be a sacrifice. And had I served with their son, and had he been the soldier that he sounds like he was, I would have been happy to sacrifice myself in his command. But, that's the business we were in. Doesn't mean that everybody has to do that. It has never meant that. It will never mean that. That's why there was people like me and this guy's son. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog League Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
you see me shooting it, which we're about to kick the videos back off again. That ammo came from Ammunition Depot. Is that for us? We'll find out later. I ask a lot of people all the time, hey man, do you have a permit? And I get told they don't want to get that because then that would put them on a government list. And almost all the time, every one of these people are very sincere about that. Now, whenever that happens, most of the time there's a couple of common denominators. And let me ask about this. In the chat room, Ben, they're saying the sound is weird. Are you getting weird sound on your end? It's not a new system that I'm running, no. They're saying they hear an echo. Okay, everybody in the chat room, refresh your browser right now. Try that and see if that works. I take that was a call for Dr. Joy. Okay, all right, very good. Anyway, all these people that think about these lists, they have some common denominators. He has strong political, these people have strong political beliefs. And they donate to politicians while being concerned about being on a list. So, let's think about all the things that can get you on a list that you're probably doing anyway. I don't have time to fix that, guys. I'm sorry. We are live. Get the audio from GCN Live. Just mute the video and get the audio from GCN Live. Now, if you want to stay off lists, first thing you need to do is stop donating to, like, your church, for example. That might keep you off the government list. Maybe you can go to church on Easter and Christmas. Lots of people do that. These people don't like to leave records of their activities, and that means they have to stop supporting any political causes or making any tax-deductible contributions if they really want to stay off of a government list. They would have to stop supporting their homeschool group and his local pro-life pregnancy clinic if they want to stay off the list. They would have to stop voting. Or at least change his registration to decline to state, and then they could avoid the primary elections altogether. Then there's people like me, who are veterans. You know, if you go and if you join the VA, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion, well, guess what? You're on a list. Some people are on Facebook. And if you want to stay off of a government list, well, gosh, you got to close out your Facebook. Well, maybe you should get rid of your computer altogether and stop browsing the interwebs. Now, if you really want to stay off the government list, then if you bought a gun since 1995, any guns prior to 1995, 94, whenever the background checks kicked in, any guns after that, you don't want to own them no more because there's a Form 4473 out there that has to be maintained through the perpetuity of the life of that gun shop. Stop buying ammunition with credit cards. Then you need to sell all your guns at a gun store so there's a public record that your guns are gone. That way, you can prove to the government that you're harmless. Can you imagine telling a friend that? We have to tell, can you imagine having to tell your friend to silence his own voice, make himself defenseless, and maybe it would be best if he simply did what the popular majority does, and if he voted the way the approved majority votes, if he's worried about the government noticing him. I do have a question for all of anybody that doesn't want to be on a list. Let's say that that person or the millions of others did all of those things I just talked about. Does that make us safer? No. That just means we don't have a name tag anymore. But we still exist. We're going to be somewhere, occupying space somewhere. All these other sundry things, having a phone, having power, you're on a list. So, the list I'm on, the concealed carry permit list, that's a list that continues to grow, and it's a list with teeth. And we always have room for one more person, one more man, one more woman. Now, understand, of course, that that has always been that way. There's simply too many of us for them to track. Could they track any one individual? Yeah. I saw something on Amaland, where the show is streaming now, and it said, when government takes over, this will be one of the first shows they shut down. Well, if they know about me, maybe. But that doesn't mean I'm done. That just means I'm not doing it this way. I'll be finding another way to do it. So, this thing about government lists, I understand it. And at the same time, I've been on one since the day I was born. As soon as I got a Social Security number, I was on a list. Now, being on those lists is not that big of a thing. So, but there's always room for one more gun carrier. So if you don't want to be on a list, well, maybe that's one you should be on, because that's the one that they're afraid of the most. That's the one they fear. I like it. I like being on that list. I like being on all the lists I'm on. It indicates I've done something. It indicates I've been somewhere and seen things. What do you think about that? But, you know, I'm just asking for a friend here. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Speaking of lists, John Lott has done a little checking. There's now 14.5 million known Americans that have a concealed carry permit. That is an all-time high for a list, according to John Lott. It's an increase of 1.73 million this year alone, breaking the previous record of 1.69 million last year, which means in just those 2 years, there's been enough new concealed carry permit holders to completely just about double, well, yeah, maybe double it, double the entirety of the active duty military. Overall, Lott says there's been a 215% increase in concealed carry permit holders since 2007. The surge is fueled by women and minorities, which is cool to me. In fact, Lott writes in the abstract of his paper that there's some evidence suggesting that permit holding is increasing about 75% more quickly among minorities than among Caucasians. He also added that Florida, Pennsylvania, and Texas are states in which 1 million of their residents are concealed carry permit holders. He adds that 10 states have a permit holding demographic that constitutes about 10% of the respective population, with Indiana being the highest at 15%. And in keeping with national trends, women obtaining permits has increased twice the rate of men between 2012 and 2016. Concerning crime, Lott's organization says between 2007 and 2015, the murder rate fell from 5.6 to 4.7 per 100,000, a 16% drop. Of course, the biggest spike in all things, CCW, comes during the Obama presidency, which also saw a massive spike in sales. As of June of last year, Obama had overseen 100 million background checks. Lott writes, during the 8 years from 1999 to 2007, the number of permits increased by about 240,000 annually. During the next 4 years, the number of permits surged by 850,000 annually. Then in 2012 and 2013, the yearly increases accelerated to 1.55 million, then 1.69 million, and 1.73 million this year. The rapid increase in concealed carry permits is mirrored by a rapid increase in gun sales. The NICS background check system soared from 11.2 to 23.1 million between 2007 and 2015. Sales in 2016 have grown at an even faster pace. One thing that Lott does mention is that we have 11 states where permits are no longer required to carry a concealed firearm. So those who are exercising their Second Amendment rights in this way could be much higher. So in that regard, thanks, Obama. And of course, as has always been the case, the CCW permit holders are insanely law-abiding, like the vast majority of America's gun owners. Lott writes, to get an idea of just how law-abiding concealed handgun permit holders are, we need only compare them to police. According to a study in Police Quarterly, police committed an average of 703 crimes per year from 2005 to 2007. 113 of those involved firearms violations. This is likely to be an underestimate, since not all police crimes receive media coverage. The authors of the study may have also missed some media reports. So how law-abiding are the police? With about 685,464 full-time police officers in the U.S. from 2005 to 2007, we find that there were about 103 crimes per 100,000 officers. For the U.S. population as a whole, the crime rate was 37 times higher, 3,813 per 100,000 people. Perhaps police crimes are underreported due to the leniency from fellow officers, but the vast crime gap between police and the general populace is really undeniable. But then looking at the concealed carry permit holders, we find they're even more law-abiding than police. Between October 1, 1987 and June 30, 2015, Florida revoked 9,999 concealed handgun permits for misdemeanors or felonies. This is an annual revocation rate of 12.8 permits per 100,000. In 2013, the last year for which data is available, 158 permit holders were convicted of a felony or misdemeanor, a conviction rate of 22.3 per 100,000. Combining the data from Florida and Texas, we find that permit holders are convicted of misdemeanors and felonies at less than a sixth the rate for police officers. Among police, firearms violations occurred at a rate of 16.5 per 100,000 officers. Among permit holders in Florida and Texas, the rate is only 2.4. That is one-seventh of the rate for police officers. But there's no need to focus on Texas and Florida. If you look at the other states, the data are the same. So, wow, being a part of that list is not bad. We're pretty good people. Real good people. I like it. Being a part of that is really, 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 really good. And in the chat room, I saw this, and I don't mean this as a bad thing about anybody that says this. For people that look at the permit and say, well, the Second Amendment is my permit. The Second Amendment is intended, okay? The way the framers put it up there, the Second Amendment is intended to keep the federal government from taking away your right to a firearm, to owning and carrying a firearm. That's all it is. Second Amendment was never intended to be a blanket, get out of jail free card to where we can carry everywhere we want to carry. That's one of those powers that was reserved for the states. The Second Amendment is reserved for the feds. Why do you think that it's never getting challenged for the most part? I mean, if you really want to go by the Constitution, remember that. The Second Amendment is not a permit. The Second Amendment is a God-given right to keep and bear arms that they set out in a beautiful grassy field along with nine other God-given civil rights that exist simply for being born, that, you know, is out there. And the feds can't touch it. That doesn't mean they haven't, but that's what the Second Amendment is. It has nothing to do with what is and is not, and what is permitted and what isn't permitted. It's feds, this is off limits. That's it. That's all. That is all. So, you know, when you're looking at permits and everything, that's not a compromise. Okay? Were you born with that God-given right? Yes. But until we figure out, until there's some place in the United States that is not a state, we're going to have to deal with this and contend with it. And some states are more equal than others. Remember that, too. So, not trying to, I'm just telling it like it is. Not trying to be hard to get along with. But that part, I mean, seems to escape some people sometimes, and then we get into these other. Having discussions that have no purpose, okay, about the Second Amendment, what it is and is not, for me, doesn't. I mean, that's, we got enough real problems without some imagined ones, don't we? I mean, we got enough real enemies out there without getting into infighting amongst ourselves. Let's take a moment and hear from some very good people that make this show possible. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, welcome back. For those out there listening to the chat room, I did a few adjustments. I hope you do things better now. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In an astonishing and just how savage it was in a tirade. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban recently tore into the European Union over Muslim migration and taunted Angela Merkel for failing to protect German people from Islamist terror. Now, in the course of his speech, Orban made two important points that I make as a habit, and that explained the true reasons behind the unprecedented rise of terrorism in EU nations. Number one is Islam's rule of numbers. Number two is Western enablement of Islam. In regards to the first point, Orban issued, he issued a stunning rebuke to Ms. Merkel on migration, blaming recent terror attacks on the mass influx of refugees. Migration, he argued, increases terrorism and crime and destroys national culture in a thinly veiled swipe at Ms. Merkel's decision to roll out the red carpet to millions of people from the Middle East. And that's as simple as it gets. Over 3 years ago, in May of 2013, it was explained why a Muslim man decapitated a British soldier in the middle of a busy street as follows. It reflects what is called the Islam's rule of numbers, a rule that expresses itself with remarkable consistency. The more Muslims grow in numbers, the more Islamic phenomena intrinsic to the Muslim world, in this case, brazen violence against infidels, appears. Thus, as Muslim populations continue growing in Western nations, count on growing and brazen numbers of attacks on infidels, beheadings and such. And so it has been. While EU leaders and Western media scurry to find pretext to explain the rise of terrorism, from Muslim grievances to wars for money and natural resources, as Pope Francis recently claimed after Muslims slaughtered a priest in France, reality is much simpler. Islam promotes hate for and violence against non-Muslims. End of story. Accordingly, wherever Islam is in power, the Muslim world, for example, non-Muslims are grossly persecuted, and not just by ISIS, but by regular Muslims, from heads of state to police to educators and down to the mob. If Muslims persecute non-Muslims where they are strong, is it any wonder that as Muslim numbers grow in Europe, as they have in recent times, tax on non-Muslims will grow with them. Or as Orban put it, Muslim immigration increases terrorism and crime. The Hungarian Prime Minister's second important point agrees with another point that I've talked about before. Those who seek to reverse this situation, growing Islamic terrorism, must begin by embracing a simple fact. Islam is not terrorizing the West because it can, but because it is being allowed to. Today, as opposed to historically, Muslim terrorists, rapists, and criminals are not entering the West against this will, but because of it. Orban agrees with this. We must make it clear that our problem is not in Mecca, but in Brussels, the capital of the EU. The obstacle for us is not Islam, but the bureaucrats in Brussels. We would be able to deal with Islam if we were allowed to deal with it in the way we think we should. So simply put, whatever Islam is or teaches, whether it is violent or not, whatever it does over there in Mecca and elsewhere, is not the immediate problem. Rather, the EU bureaucrats in Brussels have brought Islam over here, making it a big problem. Or, as I will bluntly state now, Western policymakers who insist that Islam is peaceful, despite all evidence otherwise, and that the West is obligated to receive Muslim immigrants are 100% responsible, 100% responsible for the daily victims of jihad, most recently this octogenarian priest. And the war begins with them. Kick them and their suicidal policies out and watch Islamic terror on Western soil fizzle out. It is all really very simple. More Muslims equals more violence against non-Muslims. The formula acknowledges that not all Muslims or even the majority are inclined to acts of terrorism. However, as Muslim numbers grow in general, it's only natural that the numbers of radicals will grow with them. 10% of 100 is 10, but 10% of 1,000 is 100. And the immediate issue isn't whether or why Islam is violent. The immediate issue is that Western leaders are the ones enabling it by importing it into the West. Now, it remains to be seen if Orban is right, that other European nations will come around to Hungary's no-nonsense way of thinking as the reality of regular terror attacks begins to set in. Like the one that, you know, in Australia, remember, they wanted to go around lopping off heads. That got shut down. Let's talk about a very silly thing that's happening right now on the internet. A picture is doing it. There's a picture of Dakota Meyer, you know, the Marine who was awarded the Medal of Honor for action. If there's a man alive today who knows how to handle a weapon, it would be Dakota Meyer. Notwithstanding his expertise and experience, the internet trolls freaked out. Because in the picture of him putting his weapon on is also his baby daughter's in the same picture. Coming from the Daily Mail, this is how they describe the picture. In the image, the Medal of Honor winner appears to be getting ready to leave his house. While he can be seen adjusting the holster, Sailor is innocently sucking on her pacifier, unaware that a lethal weapon is mere inches away from her. Mere inches away. Tomorrow on The Shadow Knows. Enjoy the drama. I'm confused, though. I'm confused by this. Is the concern that Meyer's infant daughter will pitch forward in her car seat, grab the gun while tumbling down from the kitchen island, fire it while her father stands right next to her, completely helpless? Is that what we're thinking is going to happen here? Or is it the concern that a baby is next to a gun and everyone knows that guns just radiate deadliness and malice? It's probably the last one, because it's obvious to me that Sailor is in absolutely zero physical danger in that picture. The gun is in a G-code holster, a G-code incog, you know? And and the concerns here are ludicrous. The G-code incog means the trigger guard is covered. Okay, so the gun's not going to go off. Because there's no way to get your finger in the trigger guard. There's nothing in the trigger guard but the trigger. Therefore, it will not be pulled. Therefore, the gun is in a safe posture. Yesterday, I had a gun on me, and I was holding. I held both of my granddaughters, one 3, one not a year old yet. They never went for my gun. They didn't know I had one on because you know why? I concealed it. My three-year-old is much older. My three-year-old granddaughter is much more capable of grabbing it. And she was mere inches away from my lethal weapon. But the issue isn't proximity of the gun to the child, but whether the adult is in control of access of the weapon. Sailor, my granddaughter, your kids and grandchildren, perfectly safe, except when the anti-gun internet remains perfectly stupid. And, you know, worrying about things that, you know, don't exist. As if by the mere proximity of the gun somehow endangers this child because it's in the room with a gun. In the hands of her father, a highly decorated combatant who probably knows a thing or two about how to make a weapon fire and what to do to keep it from firing. I can only imagine the Daily Mail. The Brits looking at it. Cole, look at this. He's got a gun near here. Cole. Well, while they're having the conniption fit, we can enjoy it anyway. We're going to roll into hour number two. Let's do that right now, shall we? This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.